This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, to the wild story out today about what looked a few years ago to U.S. officials like a massive cyber attack in the making directed against one of the big American stock exchanges, the NASDAQ market. Reporters for Bloomberg Businessweek have been piecing together the hunt not for Red October, but the hunt for the origins of dangerous software that was somehow hacked into NASDAQ's computers. The bad code has long since been eradicated, but according to Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Michael Riley, the malware was discovered by the FBI in early 2011, tracked by the National Security Agency, and determined to be likely Russian in origin.
They detect a breach of the NASDAQ network, and that breach is quickly connected back to elite cyber spies from Russia. Even worse, as they get into the network and get a look at the tool, the NSA begins to connect pieces together and believes the Russian government has hacked NASDAQ, but has inserted some sort of version of a digital bomb.
A key question here, as they're trying to unravel this mystery, you write about this, is what would be the motive? If it's Russian criminal hackers, you'd think it's to get money. But if it turns out to be Russian officials at some level, the question would be why?
This was a difficult thing to answer, and various elements of the intelligence community got involved, the CIA, the NSA, trying to put these pieces together. Ultimately, they decided that the malware was not quite as potent. It couldn't probably have destroyed the network, but it was had a capability of stealing information. And in the end, the FBI noticed that there was a focus on a set of servers that contained a lot of NASDAQ's technology. The interesting thing about that then becomes the timing of the hack. In January 2011, President Medvedev goes to Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum and rolls out this idea that they want to turn Moscow into a global financial center. Only a few days later, the two existing exchanges in Russia decide to merge, and they're going to create a large, much more sophisticated platform. The timing of the hack, the fact that they were focusing on the technologies, led some investigators to believe that what they were really after was NASDAQ itself. In other words, they were after the technology because they wanted to replicate it.
So, again, it's not a spoiler for your story. In fact, the NASDAQ market was not obliterated by this. But given this experience of a potentially destructive attack on a U.S. stock exchange, do you think the U.S. is ready for some new big cyber attack from wherever it comes from?
You know, that's interesting. I think one of the things that happened after this attack is NASDAQ certainly improved its security, but so did other financial institutions. And so there's been a lot of trying to get in a position to do better the next time around. You talk to security professionals and they'll say that we are a better position than we were 2 years ago or 4 years ago, but we're certainly not in a position where we're probably ready for if a very sophisticated set of hackers like Russian hackers or Chinese hackers really wanted to do damage, we're not in a position to stop that yet.
Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Michael Riley's piece appears in the latest edition of the magazine. Mr. Riley, thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
So U.S. authorities first began investigating that NASDAQ malware in January 2011, according to Riley's timeline. Now, that's when U.S. front pages were dominated by coverage of the emerging Arab Spring, but it's also when news broke that the U.S. had deliberately infected Iranian computers with a destructive computer virus.